is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. When 8-year-old Addie Wright collapsed at school, it was initially thought that she was having a seizure, and she was transported to Intermountain Utah Valley Hospital. But Cassie Perkey, a nurse at the emergency department, recognized that young Addie was going through something much more serious. Addie was showing life-threatening signs of a stroke. Cassie asked the physician if a stroke protocol should be implemented. Dr. Kevin Call performed a neurologic exam, and Addie had indeed suffered a stroke, which is very rare for an 8-year-old. Responding quickly to a stroke is critical to prevent loss of brain cells. The speed of the accurate diagnosis was important for young Addie. The emergency department immediately started a care process model Intermountain designed for stroke patients. Dr. Call, neurologist at Utah Valley's emergency department, said, "This model allows emergency physicians, neurologists, nurses, and everyone throughout the system who's going to deal with a stroke patient in those first few hours to know what's most important, the key things we need to know and remember to do. 8 years old or 80 years old, it doesn't matter. The goal is to use a thrombolytic TPA drug to restore normal blood flow to the brain within 60 minutes of the stroke. Addie was able to get it within 30 minutes. After endovascular therapy and 5 days at Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital, Addie was discharged, is recovering well, and showing signs of a complete recovery. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.